Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture with me, Ryan Huang. And of course, the focus today is on where you can find value in the stock markets right now. With the recent tightening of COVID-19 measures, markets have been under pressure to some extent, and that has paired year-to-date gains for STI to around 9%. So where can you find value? Maybe beyond the usual big names and blue chips, and perhaps look into the small cap or mid cap space. To get a bigger picture, we've got IHB's head for small and mid cap research, Jerrick Seat. Hey Jerrick, how are you doing?
Hey Ryan, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good as well. Well, let's get into it. We've got, of course, a lot of noise in the markets these days, and investors wondering where are the opportunities to look at right now. And of course, the small caps, mid cap space, typically seen as laggards to the bigger blue chip names. So is this a fair view? Is this still valid these days?
I think that, you know, Ryan, as investors get more savvy throughout time, I think the gap is getting closer. However, I think that, you know, for this one mid-cap space, you still have to look at them individually and do a bottom-up approach. Mm. And eventually, the right fundamentals will likely bring you the gains that you are looking for.
Right. If you look at the past year, how have the small caps in general performed?
So actually, if you look at the past year, basically the FSTS, which is the small cap index, actually gained 31% last year since May 2020, as compared to the FSSTI of 20.2%. So the small mid-cap sector actually did slightly better, you know, than the large cap sector based on the index.
Yeah, and talking about sectors, there's all this narrative or talk about sector rotation. And it's interesting that technology actually makes up a big portion of your top 20 picks for 2021. Walk us through the thinking here. Is this still valid when you look at the narrative around sector rotation?
I think it's still valid because, if you look at the STI, basically your semicon tech names, you know, like your Franken and UMS, have both performed very well and actually reported, you know, stellar results first quarter, due to the bullish semicon sector. I mean, we are very bullish on this front because we have seen global semicon companies as well as even governments like in China and in America pumping in huge capex for expansion, which justifies the expected growth that we expect from this sector as well as the companies in this sector. Also, COVID-19 is still evolving and it shows that it can seep into the society at a pretty fast pace anytime, like what happened, you know, just to us alone in Singapore with the lockdown. You know, tech can still be a key theme this year. You know, companies still have to upgrade their IT equipment. You know, people will still have to prepare for work from home to upgrade their home setup and stuff like that. Yeah, so we do believe that, you know, tech will still be in play this year, despite the sector rotation.
Yeah, situation is still fluid. So maybe tech still has some way to go. You've talked about UMS, Franken as among those in your top 20 picks. Also in your top 20 so-called jewels, you've got glove makers in focus as well. And I'm just wondering, after such a huge run-up in 2020, is there still upside for glove makers?
I think the market has really priced in the earnings decline of the glove makers and expect, you know, this year, FY21, to be peak earnings for many of these glove makers. You know, some of them are still cheap at current valuations, but with earnings decline expected, with lower ASPs and eventually the drop in demand after COVID-19 has eventually tapered down, valuations may surge upwards. We think that there is upside for Riverstone, as 30% of their revenues are from clean room gloves with higher margins, and they are more resilient in the event of an ASP drop for healthcare gloves. Also, with the uncertain COVID-19 situation, a sudden outbreak like what happened to us will be positive for Riverstone. I mean, the stock is actually trading below 5x FY21 PE and remains cheap, even if ASP falls and earnings decline in the next few years.
Returning from RHB Singapore's head for small and mid-cap research, Jerrick Seat. Now, Jerrick, among your 20 picks, you also have got SBS Transit. And that's interesting because with new restrictions kicking in, that may pose some headwinds for SBS Transit. What's your take on what's happening right now and how things may pan out for SBS Transit?
Sure. We think that, you know, the current restrictive measures are more like a speed bump along the way, where you will see rail ridership likely drop significantly and leading to higher losses from the downtown line. But the bus business should remain resilient, generating positive cash flow. We are expecting negative earnings impact for a quarter or maybe two if, you know, the restrictions are extended and COVID-19 doesn't tone down. More importantly, the medium to long term investment thesis remains unchanged. Basically, we think that recovery should continue amid aggressive vaccination plan and robust tests and contact tracing. And also, another catalyst would be the ongoing discussion with the transport operator and regulator on the transition of the business model for the downtown line.
So we've talked about technology, UMS and Franken among those names, Glovemakers, Riverstone and SBS Transit. And for investors looking for dividends, what's at the top of your list, Jerick?
Okay, for investors looking for dividend yield, we do have some as well. The highest yielding ones in the book would be Keppel Pacific Oak US REIT at 8.4% and Elite Commercial REIT at 7.3%. I mean, personally, I also like debt-free Fuyu Corporation with a 4.7% yield.
And for those looking for maybe a good pickup in capital gains, where would they be looking at?
Well, to be honest, I think for capital gains, all of the 20 of those names are top picks, you know, for the whole Singapore sector. But personally, I do prefer tech names like Franken and also security and network IT distributor Multicam. I also like Marco Polo, who because they are pivoting towards the renewable energy sector and have the most alpha potential in the book, amid, of course, with higher risk. Lastly, I like Food Empire. It's also a good pick for its cheap valuations as compared to its peers and its strong expected growth this year.
Yeah, Marco Polo Marine is a very interesting story because they are recovering from a huge slump in recent years. Do you think they've done enough, or what is in store for them in the years ahead?
I think Marco Polo is quite interesting. Basically, if you look at what they have come so far, they are actually currently net cash. They have no debt on their balance sheet. And, you know, utilization has gone up to close to about 60% level from 0% when COVID struck. So basically what they are trying to do now is that oil and gas would be the bread and butter of the company. And they are pivoting towards renewable energy like wind farms, especially in Taiwan. And they are also looking at Japan. So basically, I think that, you know, going forward, renewable energy will be a growing core for the company and will bump up utilization likely in the next 1 or 2 years to close to about 80-90%. And that will help the earnings to a big turnaround.
Yeah, quite a bit of information for investors to digest. And that, of course, is some of those 20 picks by RHB Singapore. We've been chatting with Jerick Seat. He's the head for small and mid-caps research for RHB Singapore. Jerick, thank you so much for your time again.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.